This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water deliveries at 15%. Wolf money gobbled up. And can farm bill help relieve labor issues? State and feds cautious on water deliveries. The Department of Water Resources updated state water project allocations for irrigation season to 15%. That's up from just 5% a month ago. The Bureau of Reclamation chose the same amount for South of Delta contractors for the Central Valley project. Why? Well, the forecast did not incorporate storms in February that have bumped the snowpack close to average, meaning both agencies are likely to revise their numbers next month. More rains in February and March, which are among the wettest months of the year, could still swing the state the other direction. But nearly all major reservoirs are above average. Oroville and Shasta, the two largest, are about 130% of average for this time of year. Northern California precipitation, meanwhile, is 95% of average, though DWR Director Carla Nemeth pointed out that most of the major storms have hit Southern California harder. Reaction? Well, local districts disappointed with the allocations giving reservoir conditions. Federico Barras, the executive director of the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority, explained a low initial allocation is particularly challenging for agriculture producers who are reliant on these projections for planting crops to grow during the year and for acquiring the financing necessary to support food production. Barras argued that the inconsistent allocations over the last decade, quote, reinforce that California's water system is no longer able to provide the reliability necessary to support the demands that are placed on it. Keep in mind, the governor's press office followed up the announcement with a statement touting state spending on water resilience in recent years. It asserts that more water storage is needed, though none of the spending supported above-ground storage. The statement pointed out that the Delta Tunnel Project and Sites Reservoir could have captured billions of gallons more water if they were operating last year. California out of cash for the Wolf Program. In less than a year, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has run out of money for a pilot program that compensates ranchers when wolves kill livestock. The California Farm Bureau's urging lawmakers to restore the funding despite a difficult budget year. The legislature established the program in 2021 with $3 million in grant money. Along with compensations for depredations, it has helped ranchers shoulder the cost of deterrence and pay for indirect production losses. The California Cattlemen's Association argues ranchers should be compensated as long as wolves remain fully protected under the state's Endangered Species Act, and the costs are certain to increase as the wolf population grows, that according to Farm Bureau. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bipartisan group of lawmakers demand automation aid. With farmers continuing to struggle across the country to find workers, 30 House members from across the political spectrum are appealing to leaders of the House Agriculture Committee today to ensure the next farm bill includes new funding for research and development into mechanizing and automating the production of specialty crops. The development and incorporation of innovative and accessible technology is more critical than ever, both to bridge the gaps left by the shortage of human hands and equip the existing workforce with modern solutions to enhance their skill sets. That, according to the letter from the lawmakers, being released today. With dedicated federal funding and attention, we can better attract private investment and ingenuity necessary to accelerate breakthroughs and commercialization. Now take note, a bill called the Advancing Automation Research and Development in Agriculture Act would step up a $20 million a year automation R&D program at USDA. Vilsack pushes back on H-2A complaints. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack expressing frustration at an event in North Carolina yesterday when a farmer in the state asked him to, quote, give a pause to the H-2A wage rate, the minimum amount employers must pay foreign farm workers brought to the U.S. to work. Speaking of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which passed the House multiple times, only to stall in the Senate, Secretary Vilsack noted that one of its provisions would have limited increases in the wage rates, which vary by state. Wage levels would have been capped, and they would have been capped not just for a year, they would have been capped forever. The bill would have frozen wage rates for a year and capped wage increases for the following 9 years. Vilsack noted that some farm groups opposed the legislation. It's frustrating to me that farmers' voices weren't loud about that, but they are now. While many ag groups backed the bill, the American Farm Bureau Federation notably did not. AFBF had concerns with other issues in the legislation. As USDA funding deadline looms, GOP hardliners are demanding riders. The threat of a government shutdown is back again, with a stopgap spending bill for USDA and several other departments set to expire a week from tomorrow. Members of the House Freedom Caucus say they're worried that a massive fiscal 24 spending bill will be dropped on lawmakers without any of the policy riders and spending cuts that hardline conservatives have been demanding. In a new letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Freedom Caucus members ticked off a series of policy issues they want addressed, including a ban on purchases of American farmland by our adversaries like China. Survey: fruit vegetable benefits popular with WIC recipients. Fruits and vegetables are a big attraction in the WIC Nutrition Assistance Program, according to a new survey of recipients by researchers at the University of California, Davis. Some 93% of those surveyed said the fruit and vegetable allowance under WIC was one of the reasons they participated in the program. Some 72% want to use benefits for frozen and canned fruits and vegetables in addition to fresh produce. By the way, USDA officials told members of the National WIC Association yesterday that a new rule making permanent some high benefit levels for fresh produce should be finalized by April. Children are eligible for $25 a month for fruits and vegetables, while pregnant and postpartum women get $44 a month. House Republicans have been pushing to slash those benefits to previous levels that were much lower. Now take note, some 85% of WIC participants say they've changed the way they eat and feed their family because of what they've learned through the program. The survey was conducted last July through September in 19 states. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.